Using that versus which. Consider the following examples. Men that find wisdom are happy. The store, which is in the mall, is getting remodeled. In the first sentence, the clause, that find wisdom, is explaining what men are happy. It would change the meaning of the sentence if it is removed. Men are happy. In the second sentence, the clause, which is in the mall, is just adding additional information. It can be removed without changing the information in the sentence. The store is getting remodeled. When to use that. Use that for restrictive clauses. If taking the clause out of the sentence changes the meaning of the sentence, use that. In both of the following sentences, the meaning of the sentences would change drastically if the relative clauses were removed. 1. Airplanes that do not pass inspection are not able to transport passengers. This clause explains which airplanes are not able to transport passengers. If you remove it, the sentence says, airplanes are not able to transport passengers. 2. Dogs that are involved in dogfights often must be put to sleep. This clause explains which dogs often must be put to sleep. If the clause is removed, the sentence now reads, dogs often must be put to sleep. When to use which? Use which for non-restrictive clauses. If taking the clause out of the sentence does not change the meaning of the sentence, use which. Which is used to give extra information about someone or something in the sentence. In both of the following sentences, the meaning of the sentences would not change drastically if the relative clauses are removed. The information in the clauses is extra. 1. My car, which is red, won't start. 2. The house, which has black shutters, caught on fire last night. Comma use with that and which. Commas are usually used with non-restrictive clauses. Which. Commas are usually not used with restrictive clauses. That. Here is the summary of the lesson.